USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visits the Economic Club of New York on Tuesday, talking trade and economic policy. The president also says the country's economy is chugging along.
But I never believed for one moment that our magnificent nation was destined for a diminished future. I knew that our destiny was in our own hands, that we could choose to reject a future of America and really look at a future of American decline unacceptable, and to build a future of American dominance, which is what I wanted.
It's unclear how long former President Jimmy Carter will stay in an Atlanta hospital after undergoing brain surgery. A spokesman says he did well and there were no complications. Doctors had to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding after two recent falls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering from a procedure that relieved pressure in his brain caused by bleeding. The Carter Center said there were no complications from the surgery. A former ambassador to the United Nations remains on a book tour, discussing her time in the Trump administration. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
Nikki Haley elaborating on a claim she makes in her new book, saying that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly told her they were resisting President Trump because they were, as she puts it, trying to save the country.
This wasn't that they thought there was a rogue president in the White House. This was the fact that they disagreed with him on policy.
That's Haley speaking on NBC's Today Show. Kelly and Tillerson reportedly tried to get Haley to join their efforts, but she says she refused. She says undermining President Trump was a dangerous thing for anyone to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The House of Representatives public impeachment hearings are set to begin on Wednesday. Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president, joins Fox News and talks about Adam Schiff delivering the opening statement in the hearing.
He's been a partisan, and he's been growing mushrooms, having witnesses testify in the dark, outside of the view of the public. Contrast that with the most transparent president in history. He tells you every day what he thinks on any number of topics through social media, near the helicopter, in pool sprays, on live TV interviews.
More and more Americans are seeking medical help with neck pain or upper back discomfort, and doctors believe one of the causes could be texting or working too long on their iPads. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The repetitive strain injury is called tech neck that can turn you into a tech wreck. Dr. Elizabeth Thomas with Diamond Physicians of Dallas tells us the average head weighs between 10 to 11 pounds. So when you flex your head 30 degrees to look down at your screen, the strain on your neck is actually 40 pounds. At 60 degrees, it's actually 60 pounds.
What you're doing when you're flexing the head forward is you're actually putting more strain on the cervical spine. And the more you flex your head, you're increasing the amount of force on the neck.
One solution may be using something to prop up your screen to eye level.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.